Saddam Hussein, or Hitler have the same amount of pure positive energy as a good person? Or is it like a set of light bulbs with some dimmer and some brighter, each holding the light to the degree that they can?
Oh, you're working so hard to make them not go to the place.
You're right.
Without exception, all of you reemerge into pure positive energy.
Even the bad guys. I mean, but like they have the same amount of light after they've killed millions. They go the same place and they get welcomed. It just doesn't seem right. I'm so human, I know.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this is you're going to come to really appreciate the incredible well-being, welcoming committee that is waiting for all of you in time. Think about it from your human standpoint. There was a time not so very long ago that this man that you're describing was honored and respected, while feared, but respected by many. And now there are many who scorn him. And isn't it nice that there is not some disconnected, arbitrary physical human that's going to decide where you go?
You're right. Thank you. You're
right. Wouldn't you really rather it be the way that it is, that all our pure positive energy who come forth into this physical arena, who experience the contrast and come to conclusions and live out their life in alignment or not. In other words, we've never seen anyone who was connected to who they are doing the kinds of things that these that you've described have done. In other words, there are many, many more that you could add to that list who only in their disconnection are ever behaving in the way that they are. And we are in no way defending their disconnected acts.
Yes.
But we want you to understand that the reason that people behave in the way they do is always in direct relationship to how in alignment they are with who they are. In other words, and as you wish for their first, in other words, think about what most humans are saying, even if they were understanding in the context that Abraham is presenting it. So someone like Saddam comes forth into his physical form and he is pure positive energy just like you were when he comes forth. Then he lives life and comes to conclusions that are different from the ones that you do, and through all of it manages, and we promise you that this is the case, otherwise he could not behave in the way that he did, to become disconnected a large part of the time from who he is. And in his death experience, he literally reemerges back into pure positive energy. Now, what many humans, and you were among them as you began here, are saying is, you may understand that he was pure positive energy, and you may understand that something got him out of whack with all of that. And now you are requesting that when he does have his death experience, that he still please remain out of whack. In other words, feel how illogical that is. We promise you that if humans knew what the death experience is like, you would not ever give death to those rascals that you have come to abhor. Because that is the ultimate releasing of the resistance. But if you were to know him, if you had the benefit, let's say that you are the teacher healer that you are, and you come forth into this physical environment, and you set forth intentions to help influential people come into alignment with who they are. And you've done such a good job of setting forth that intention that you come into an arena where you actually have the ear of some evil dictator, and you are able to present to him. Now, you've written him in your book, and so you've practiced seeing him as he really is, not as he is being right now. So you're tuned in to the non-physical essence of who he is. You're not like the rest of the world focused upon the bad deeds that he is doing, the terrible things that he's doing. You have focused, as your inner being does and as his inner being does, upon the pure positive essence of him. And now you are in the room with him, and instead of abhorring him, you are in love with him. You are in love with the potential of him, because you know every terrible thing he did made him want this.